The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate. What's going on?
Oh, it's just another Monday.
Oh, God. It's nice weather. This morning, I thought it was going to rain.
It did rain overnight.
Oh, it did? Because I was driving in. It's sprinkled, but then it also, I didn't get into like 5:30 this morning.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty much over at that point. Oh,
okay. Because, by the time I got in, it was like a little sprinkle, and my windshield wipers suck. Mm. And so I was like, I'm going to die.
That's your week-old weather from the Well Hung Podcast.
And I like the gems of the week. I'm like, news and pop culture, news of my life. I'm turning this episode into about me.
Well, that's
it's every episode. But.
Well, sure, that's not a problem. That's good to go.
Because I am just.
This is the last Well Hung Podcast of March.
Oh fuck!
Yeah,
is it?
It is.
Oh my goodness!
April Fool's Day is Wednesday.
Holy shit! Where did time go?
Well, it's in the future because we record this a week early. But
you're right.
I'm just doing the calendarization of this whole thing.
But where did the year go?
Yeah, it's a quarter done. One
Holy
quarter
thank
done.
God, thank God.
First quarter done. If you were a business accountant, it would mean something to you. But you are not, so it doesn't.
Oh my, I wish. I think I could give up my life for like about what, 4 months, 5 months?
To be a business accountant?
Yeah.
You're a better man than me, because I could not. I took an accounting class in college, and it was boring.
Yeah. Maybe I say that because I actually don't have to. the opportunity will never present itself, so I think that's why I'm comfortable with being like, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, no, you can go take accounting classes. They'd love to have you.
They probably expect way more than I'm willing to give. I think that's... The expectation is going to be really high.
I took one in college, and because I was a business minor, my classes and my major were the most important, and the accounting classes were offered by this actual accountant who went and had a business, so he taught an 8 a.m. and a 9 a.m. class.
Oh, God.
So the 9 a.m. class filled up first with all the business majors because they had to take it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I'm not getting out of bed. So I had to get out of bed and drag my ass across campus and be in a lecture hall for an accounting class at 8 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a whole semester.
Oh, that is miserable.
It was rough.
Oh, man.
It was rough.
I remember, like, I can't remember what class it was, but I rarely went, so I think that's why I don't really remember.
Sure, sure.
But it was a 7:45 class.
That is earlier than anything. No, I lied. I had a bowling class. I swear to God. It was a phys ed class, and I had exactly the number of credits I needed to graduate, and I'm like, you know what? I want one more than I need to graduate, so I took bowling.
At what time, Nate?
I believe it was 7 a.m.
Why would you ever need to bowl at 7 in the morning?
For a college credit.
Why would the professor want to bowl at 7?
It was the hockey coach.
Why would he be awake?
Because he's the hockey coach. He's up that early.
Hockey is a night thing, isn't it?
Nah, practice in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
Practice in the morning.
The whole thing with athletes. I mean, I guess like for me, it's because of golf. Like, I understand golf being like a morning thing, but anytime when games are at night, I'm just like, why wouldn't they just practice like late morning, mid-afternoon?
Hey, by the way, I want to give a quick shout out, speaking of athletics and hockey, to the Lady Cardinals of Plattsburgh State, my alma mater, the back-to-back Women's Division III NCAA hockey champions.
Shit.
Nicely done, Lady Cards.
Nice.
Nice.
I thought you should have a sound effect for that one or like something.
No, sorry. They get mentioned on the show. That's going to have to be enough for
that. That's dope. Back to back.
Back to back. The men lost in the quarterfinals, and the women back to back national champions, Division III NCAA women's ice hockey.
I kind of feel like a part of me wants to be an asshole and be like, I mean, aren't they the only team? So duh, they would win. But then also
no.
any athletic championship is admirable.
Well, and
awesome.
Here's the thing. Those girls could beat your ass.
Oh, I know. That's
every
why
last
I,
one of them.
That's why I prefaced my other comment with I'm not really being an asshole. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to be an asshole because it's like an easy jab. I don't mean it at all. It's just an easy jab. Please don't kick my ass is what I'm asking you.
So that was the big news. March Madness, my ass. Lady Cards, national champs.
Yeah, Match Mart. People go crazy over that shit.
I don't. I've gotten to the point where college is so far in my rearview mirror, and I went to a Division III school, so I don't have any, you know, genuine rooting interest. It's just gone for me. And a lot of it was the people that would always win the brackets are the dumb people who don't actually watch. They just go, you know what? I like this mascot better than this mascot, and I like that color better than that color. And they would go through and do their brackets that way, and they would win. And I'd be like, why do I even fucking bother? And then at a certain point, I gave up. I just don't do it anymore. I do not bet money on any sports, anytime, anywhere, for anything.
That's really smart.
I just don't.
That's really smart. It's like not worth it. There's so many upsets, and it's probably because so many people are like, you know what? I really like this color.
Oh,
and then
God,
the
yeah.
energy transfers over to the team, and they're like, I know people like our colors. We should win for them.
Yeah, here's what,
nothing to do with skill.
Here's what it is. It's dumb, mostly women, but occasionally a gay guy, but really dumb people who don't pay any attention, just ruining it.
Just for the office games. And then they blow up your Facebook with like the teams they're cheering for. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you don't even know where that is.
Right. Right. I actually had somebody, one of my friends wrote, what's a Wofford?
Oh.
Which a very appropriate thing. So that's all going on. But you were down in LA.
Yeah, that's where I realized March Madness was still going on. Even though I knew it wasn't today, like we're still in March, I really just forgot. And then all the fucking TVs and it was mostly in San Diego. Oh, so I went to LA and San Diego.
Oh, you went almost to Mexico then.
I was, I think I saw it from a hill.
Okay.
So I went to LA, I had a show, which it was pretty cool. It was nice to see some friends I haven't seen in years. This trip was like throwback, flashback Friday because it was on a Friday.
Okay.
This whole trip. But it was, the show went great. We went out. I love it. People are so pretty down there. You like the people at the grocery store that check you out are just so attractive.
Hey, they are here too.
But okay, my friend, like, because this is a theory that we like worked on, because I think the people are prettier in LA.
Okay.
Just because they try.
You know, that is a lot of it. A lot of it is
like
the pressure.
On average.
A lot of it is sort of like peer pressure, and I'm not going to go societal, whatever. It's peer pressure because
it's LA.
You can't just roll out of bed and go out in your pajamas with your hair unwashed because everyone's going to think you're homeless.
But even if you do, you have your makeup on, like your eyelashes, like you'll do something and make it like, oh, I'm being a hipster. Like they'll do something to turn it into like a fashion statement there.
Sure.
Like, so, and it's just because, like, here in Sacramento, I feel like it's San Francisco, I feel like, is the, like, hipster and all that, where they try differently.
Listen, I saw the most ridiculous hipster in Sacramento. I was on a bike ride, and there was a dude get out of a car. I was amazed he was in a car. He had a ridiculous beard, ridiculous glasses, a vest that was two sizes too small, pants that did not reach his shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, a very brightly colored shirt. And he was being greeted by another hipster who was waiting outside of a coffee establishment for him.
Oh.
So.
That just sounds like a magical moment.
It was. And I was like, I was just like riding by my bike. And it was one of those things where like from a 70s sitcom, I almost fell off because it was so ridiculous. I'm like, what the fuck is this nonsense?
Like, stop, just fall.
just fall over on my bike. And I'm like, no, that would be bad. I just pedaled hard. I'm like, get me out of here. Just fucking hipsters.
You get like, you're all bruised up. And like, what happened? I saw the most ridiculous hipster
thing,
you guys.
Ridiculous hipster.
Like, it actually physically hurt me. That's how bad it was.
Kind of. It did bump me for a moment.
but like LA people, they just, I don't know. On average, I spent, so I went to LA, stayed the night in Irvine, woke up and went to this place called Kelly's Donuts and something.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No.
It's not in Irvine. It's just outside of it. Oh, my goodness. The best breakfast burrito I have ever had.
Okay.
And so I was like dying happy. And like, I just love SoCal. I grew up in NorCal and I lived, you know, I love San Francisco. That's where my heart will always be, except for now it's moving to LA. I have commitment issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
If no one's picked that up already.
You tend to be, some would call it flighty. Others would call it, you know, just can't settle down.
Yeah, I call it free spirit.
You got a little bit of rambler in you.
Yeah,
you ramble from town to town, and the last place you were where you had a good time is the best place ever.
It's pretty much. Well, this place has been pretty consistent so far, which is why I'm happy. Okay. And then I went to San Diego. This was fun. I went to a cheer competition, like a national cheer competition.
Hooray!
Okay.
But it was like, it was really intense.
Right, because they're a competition.
No, but like the athleticism
mm-hmm.
is really intense.
Sure.
So props to them. But I was walking around, I'm like looking at all the like
girls. Underage girls, yeah.
Okay, that sounds way wrong. And I got so much shit for that too by my friend. She's like, I sat down and she's like, I was going to make a Facebook. I made a Facebook status tagging us here already, but you weren't here yet. And so,
Hi,
fuck off. So she was like, fuck you, dude.
You're looking at me.
Fuck you.
My little honey wiggling about.
It's so gross. So gross. So gross. And okay. Then so she's like, but so I didn't tag you. And I'm like, I think that's probably a good thing. And she's like, yeah, because if I did, people will probably think you're just looking for another girlfriend. I'm like, you are a dick. You are such a dick.
So I was pretty dead on with that.
It was okay. such a dick move. But so I went to San Diego, and I love the breweries there are so dope.
Yes. One of my favorites is Mission.
Oh, I haven't. I went to Stone.
Stone is really good.
The backyard, the space in that place.
Carl Strauss is very good. And Mission is one of my favorites. And Mission is downtown near Petco Park. It's the other side of what they're like. There's Petco Park, and then there's a parking lot for Petco Park, and then there's Mission Brewing in this old warehouse. And I bought a t-shirt when I was there, but their beer is really good. You can get it, you know, most everywhere now, like BevMo and Total Wine. But the experience there was really cool. It was just kind of a cool place until the people rolled in with their guitar and I believe ukulele.
Oh, that sounds like something that would happen there.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds very common. Well, it's like Stone, there's a huge outside patio mm-hmm. and there's these kids running around. They just had hella kids and they had like AstroTurf and it looked like, I thought it was like for your dogs. In Sacramento, when we have AstroTurf places, it's for their dogs. Right. But these kids are like rolling around and all this shit in the grass. And I was like, okay, so is this like for their kids? Like, do they have fake grass for their kids? Like how we have it for our dogs? Like, I'm really concerned and scared. But there's kids everywhere, like nine, I think we were there to like 9 or 10.
Rolling in dog shit.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's why I was like worried too. I was like, is this really, like, is this for dogs or for kids? Either way, this is not, they're not the same thing, but maybe they are. I don't
sort
have
of.
One. I don't have either of them, so I can assume.
They don't mind poop.
That, oh yeah, you're right. but oh my gosh, the people there are just so pretty. it was I love SoCal. My friend hits me up on my way there and she's like, hey, my friend's friend is really cute, like, so bring your game. No, what she said, bring your A game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, you do realize I have no game, period, so there's no A, B, or C game. Why did you tell me this? Now I'm just gonna be awkward. Like, because when there's pretty people, I just stare. And so I went into the and
you are such a 16-year-old guy.
Oh no, it gets worse. Because
that's what 16-year-old guys
no,
do.
No, it gets worse.
Okay,
because
go on.
I ended up talking to my friend about this. So what happened was, this girl, she was really cute and she was really cool. I don't know like what her deal was, but like I just.
Her deal.
Yeah, I don't know if she was like seeing anybody or whatever it was. Like, I just, she was cute. She was really cool.
Are you sure she was a lesbian or at least
oh,
bisexual?
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, she was a lesbian. It was funny because she asked me if I was, and I was like, was that necessary? She's like, well, I don't know if you're in the closet. And I was like, that's the only other option. Like, it wasn't that, like,
either
I could
be straight. You're definitely a lesbian, yeah. But you're either in or out of the closet.
Exactly. I was like, thanks. But, like, I don't know what it is. I'm just more sarcastic now or, like, meaner, but I don't try to be. And so, like, I was mean to her.
Yeah, that's
but,
how
like,
you get them.
And, like, yeah, right? And so I was telling my friend that she was like, dude, you flirt like a second grader.
Yeah.
Boy.
Like, yes, like I just said.
You said 16.
Well, same idea.
I'd rather be a 16-year-old.
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you're right. And then I was like just awkward when I realized what I was doing. And I just like was like, fuck it. Fuck it. She's like out of my league anyway. So I just like, I friend zoned myself.
Oh, see.
Because she's really pretty and she's super dope. So it's just like, whatever. And I don't live there. So there's no point.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing you don't realize about women. A lot of times women have different, they see themselves differently than other people see them. So you may go, oh my God, she's out of my league. But in her own mind, you are in the same league.
I doubt it. But I also don't know much if she was like with someone else. Like if she's dating someone else, there's no point. Okay. So
well, there you go.
Yeah. So I'm just like, either way, she seems really cool. Like if I come down, I would definitely like want to be friends with her, if anything. It's a weird lesbian thing. You just never know sometimes. But that won't
friends, roommates, lovers,
yeah,
all the same.
All
thing.
The same. If they have a vagina, they're all the same. Okay.
Sure. No, just, sure. Okay.
But I've only experienced this in Southern California. Never had this problem in Sacramento. But on my way out, so I stayed in San Diego for a couple days, which was cool. This is where the trip got interesting, right?
Okay.
So on my way out, my friend was doing this improv stand-up show.
Okay.
So she's in an improv troupe. And so I wanted to see her. So her show was at 10 p.m., which is a late show. But I guess in L.A., it's really not that big of a deal for a Sunday night.
No, because people are out all the time.
Yeah, which is crazy. So what it is they have one stand up and he does a 5-minute set, like 5 minutes off the top. Then they'll do an improv thing and then he'll do another 5 minutes and an improv. And then so there's three teams and the improv is based on his set.
Okay.
Okay. So he first off, this guy just goes up and like within the first two, apparently he's been doing this for 18 years. He's name dropped Comedy Central like probably 4 times. In 7 minutes.
So he's been on.
He's been on.
Him and 90% of people who've been doing stand-up for more than 3 years.
Yes.
In some manner, shape, or form.
And I don't know how the fuck he got it. And he was just horrible. And he was like, oh, this is new material. I'm like, obviously.
Play the hits. You're just yelling plays.
I mean, and then he ended up, I think he did one or two jokes that were like his tried and true jokes. And I'm like, that's where the standard was 18 years ago, where you just kept those. That like, this is where it is. So anyway, the second set, right? Mm. Because it's really cold in there.
His nipples were poking out?
No, fuck.
Your nipples were poking out?
No, because I had a jacket on, but my hands were cold.
Okay.
So like, I sat in the front because that's where my friend, the show started and I didn't know where to go. So we just sat down where we were like standing.
Okay.
Because I'm the only person that was there that was not an improv troupe. I'm the only audience member.
So they have no audience at all.
Yeah. Well, one guy was sketching because he sketches the stand up as like kind of like their one like trinket thing or like goody thing.
Sure.
So that's, I probably should have started off saying I was the only person that was not in not an improv troupe there. So I'm sitting at the front, which I think as a stand-up, unless you're like an easy laughing one, you shouldn't do that, because I most stand-ups, or if you're into comedy at all, it's hard to make you laugh.
Yes.
Like you'll smile more, but you'll laugh at different things too.
Yeah, you enjoy it, you smile, but you're not going to be, as a comic, you are very unlikely to be an out loud laugher.
Exactly. And there's only a couple people that make me do that. And so, but either way, I stand in the back but this time I sat in the front. So I'm chilling. First off, motherfucker's bombing. And it's because this dumbass is saying like his whole set is basically misogynistic and racist. That's basically it.
Okay, so good stuff, yeah.
Really good stuff. and this is one of his new jokes that he thought of, which...
What do you remember the guy's name so we can give him credit?
Eddie Giff?
Okay, so tell me the joke that Eddie Giff...
This is an example. This is first off, he started talking about, like, he has a new baby, I guess, and he was just talking about, like... Well, just new baby stuff. And then one of his jokes that he says is new is that, like, if I was black, I would never work because I would just spend all day thinking about how to kill all the white people.
Okay.
Oh, that was it.
That's a full-time job. You know, I tried searching for him. So either you misheard his name, because Google says, did you mean Eddie Griffin?
Comedian? No, definitely no. not. No. Definitely. Trust. I guarantee. I probably did misheard his name.
That's okay.
Do you, maybe if you do that, Eddie something, Comedy Central, and you type Comedy Central four times after that, then something might show up. This is what happened, though. So I'm crossing my arms, right? And I didn't realize the light was like it extended out to me.
You've got your fingers in your armpits, Mary Catherine Gallagher style.
Don't know who that is, but yes.
That would be Superstar from...
Yes, that's pretty much it, right?
from Saturday
and
Night Live.
If I'm not paying attention, I have a hard time hiding my face.
Sure.
And I was trying... I thought
it's very large.
Yes. Wait, hold on. Not what I'm... Like, my feelings, but like I have a natural frown, so even if I'm, like, just chilling, people think I'm upset.
Yes.
This motherfucker calls me out, and he's like, why are you crossing your... Can you not do that? Because it's, like, throwing me off. Like, blames me for him bombing. This is during his second 5 minutes.
Right.
So, obviously, this shit is not my fault.
Yeah, what you have is resting bored face.
That's...
You don't have resting bitch face.
I have resting bored face.
But you have resting bored face.
I'm gonna use that.
That's... just look really fucking bored by everything, yeah. Which is almost worse.
But yeah.
Because no one assumes you're like offended by anything. They just go, oh, she just doesn't fucking care. What a cunt.
Probably, but especially if you're gonna go around saying misogynistic. So, and I've talked to people about, like, I understand who you, what some guy, like people, when they do stand up, who they portray, it's a joke, they're telling, they're
sure.
doing stand up. But if it's like a very superficial, misogynistic, like you think it's funny, like if you're with your bros or some shit and they laugh because they're all douchebags, it's not funny. It's you being a dick. And to each their own, this is my opinion, which is probably why my resting bored face looked even worse. So he calls me out, and then I was like, I tried really hard to be polite because I'm like, he's an LA comic. I probably shouldn't be a dick because I'm my friend's guest right now.
He may know somebody. He may not be anybody, but he may know somebody.
Yeah.
Who at some point will go, oh, you were a dick to my friend.
Yes. And I don't like playing politics, but you know what? I'm trying to survive. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
In addition to that, I was my friend's guest. My friend was invited to the show. If I was a dick, I'm sure she would have gotten shit for it too.
Of course.
So I don't want to bring that on her. So I was like, hey man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything, but my hands are really just cold right now. I didn't like realize I looked upset. I'm sorry. And he's like, oh, you're just cold? Go outside and run a lap. I was like, you just told your only audience member to go outside and run a lap. You're fucked hard.
That doesn't warm up your hands either.
No, I was like, my hands are going to be even more cold. They're in the wind. Like, what the fuck? And so he said that to me, and I was just like, oh my God. He got so insecure and so, like, first off, if you've been doing this for 18 years, I'm new, so maybe I could be wrong. Nate, I feel like you can correct me on this.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure you should not heckle an audience member who isn't doing anything when you're bombing.
Yes, but I see comics do it a lot.
I don't think it's right. I do see it a lot.
It's not right, but I've been in clubs and I've seen comics, and particularly open mics and smaller things where you don't have a huge audience. They will look around. I've seen audiences where everybody in the room is smiling. They're obviously having a good time, but they're not laughing out loud.
Yeah.
And I've seen a comic stop down in the middle of a set and like berate people in the audience. Like, why the fuck aren't you laughing? This is funny shit. And I'm like, they were all smiling and having a good time until you acted like a dick.
Yeah. And I hate that. I hate that move. So
here's my thing, and I haven't done stand up in a while, but if I look out and I see teeth,
yeah,
and that's not a black person joke, if I see people smiling in the audience, I know they're having a good time. That's all I care about. That's all I care about, because the laughs will come and they'll walk out going, oh, I had a good time. They might not go, oh, well, he was the funniest guy ever, but I know they were actually enjoying the set.
And that's what you're there for.
Right.
I'm okay. You know what? This is my opinion, because either way, if you're in entertainment, you're in customer service, essentially.
Exactly.
And if they're not having a good time or they're not laughing, that's not their fault.
Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah, there's some dicks that come to comedy shows, but they're obviously there because they want to be for one reason or another. I guarantee the chances of them coming to a comedy show just to be like, I want to go make another person feel like shit today. That's not really anyone's intention. Maybe. I don't know everybody, but...
Right, and there are people that will go and they'll just be having their own conversation and not paying any attention
to
anything.
And they just don't know any better, which, I mean, I get if you want to, like... I get heckle... Not... Okay, if you're trying to control an audience again and bring control back, then I understand what you're doing. But if you're going out of your way to heckle an audience member because you're bombing, and by heckling, I'm not saying talking to them or striking a conversation.
Yeah.
Or, like, even if you make fun of their outfit in, like, a lighthearted manner just to, like... Tied in what you're saying, and no one's feelings is getting hurt. It's just like a funny thing. It's a fun thing, like you would a friend.
Yeah,
that's fine with me. I think that's it's part of the show. But if you like, I'm chilling, and you're coming at me for crossing my arms because it was cold, and you're bombing. Like, fuck you, dude.
Well, when they did Comedy Night at Luna's, Keith Lowell Jensen ran the room, and he's a local Sacramento comedian. He's toured around the country. He's been a few different places. He's well known as an atheist comic, but he ran the room at Luna's for a long time, and his rule was, we're all here to have a good time. Don't heckle the comedians and they won't heckle you.
Yeah,
but if you heckle the comedians, the gloves are off.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And that's like if anyone throws the first punch.
And it made for just a really, really pleasant experience, not only for the comedians who were doing it, but for people who were going to the shows, because nobody really had to worry about the comedians just going after people. And it did happen a couple of times, and everybody who went up after the person who did it ripped them apart.
Yeah.
They're like, man, what the fuck was that going on? Because... It was just somebody who was in the habit of doing it, and it was like, no, that's not the type of room this is. So, different corners and different situations. But yeah, let people enjoy themselves. Why? I mean,
he did, like, he'll have a couple bits that, like, I did smile, but you're like we were talking about, you just someone that especially if you're into comedy and stuff, it's hard to make someone laugh. Because they're like, to make that person laugh, I mean, because they're thinking it of a different way. They'll laugh at different times, too.
And I wonder if he knew that everybody there was in an improv troupe.
He did.
Well, then he took a bad gig, is all he did.
Well, it was like, I think he was like doing a favor for a friend and kind of deal. And he was like in town and stuff like that. And then, and then he talked about India, and he was like, yeah, if you go to India, you're going to get diarrhea. Like, he just, like, talked shit about a whole country, and that's all you could say about it. And I was just like, dear God, dude.
You know, there is a chance that he was right about that, though.
I mean, he is or he's not, but
let's give him a little credit.
But I've heard that bit so many times.
Well, sure.
Like, oh, my goodness. I obviously shat on the comic that I just didn't do it to his face. And so I walk. This is the thing that pissed me off, though, because I, like, talked to my friend and I was like, hey, I didn't mean to be singled out like that, even though it wasn't intentional. But I did not want my friend to get shit for my actions.
Right.
So I apologized. She's like, dude, that was on him. Like, he sucked. Like, it's cool. And then I was like, I feel weird because I'm okay with how I handled it as like a person, I like to think it was a mature way of handling it and being like, yo, my bad. Like, it's cool.
You diffuse the situation rather than escalate.
And like, part of me wishes I escalated it. And I don't know where this part of me is coming from. It might be like,
it's the broken part of you.
It's the broken part of me. Cause yes. I really,
it's the part that puts you on stage doing stand up. It's the broken part of you.
I really wanted to, like, just when he first says, I forgot what he said to me, but I just the first time, because I was just like, I bit my tongue because I was like, I can rip you apart right now. And I held. And then when he was like, go outside and run a lap. And I was like, I didn't say anything after that. But I really wanted to just fucking tell him, like, you do realize I'm the only audience member here.
All right.
And you're bombing.
Well, I think that's a good bitch's preach.
Oh, God.
Don't be a dick.
Totally just went hypocritical by talking shit about his brother. At least I got his name wrong, so I don't know if it's right or not.
Yeah, either way, it's fine. You know, let him bitch about you on his podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think he has one.
Everybody has a podcast.
Whatever. Everyone's a fucking comic in L.A., apparently. Fuck it.
There are well over 500,000 podcasts on iTunes. We are but one of them.
And if you want Amazon shop.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that. Hey, if you want to support this podcast, the best way to do it is by shop. If you're shopping on Amazon anyway, just go to the website, NateDarlingShow.com, and click that Shop Amazon tab at the top. And shop like you normally would. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. Both this show and the Nate Darling Show, which drops on Wednesday and Friday right here on NateDarlingShow.com. Diana.
Nate.
So your trip was fun is what you said?
My trip was awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome. And I matured a little bit and did not let the broken part of me win.
There you go. I love it. I love that the fully healed part of you won that one.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Nate.
And everybody, you have a great week and enjoy the rest of your March. We'll see you in April, fools. Everybody going through something. So you might as well roll it up, blow it up, drink it up.
For everybody going through tough times, believe me, been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.